Towards a Tasmanian Disability Inclusion Plan. Discussion Paper, November 2025. A publication from the Tasmanian Government. This recording lasts for approximately 1.5 hours overall. For ease of navigation, it has been divided into separate audio files according to the table of contents. Contents. File 1. This audio introduction. This section includes contents. Acknowledgement of Aboriginal people and country. Acknowledgement of people with disability and community. Help and support. Accessibility. And language. File 2. Introduction. This section includes ACT objects, purpose, and ACT principles. File 3. What are we consulting about? This section includes, did we hear you correctly? Are we doing the right things in response to what you have told us? What else do you think we should know? And how to have your say? File 4. The context for our work. This section includes United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. Australia's Disability Strategy, 2021 to 2031. Tasmania's Disability Strategy, 2025 to 2027. Tasmania's Department of Health, Disability Health Strategy. Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability. Disability Royal Commission. NDIS Review. Closing the Gap. And National Disability Advocacy Framework. Files 5 to 11. What have we heard already? What are we doing? What else do we need to know? File 6. Theme 1. The Disability Royal Commission and NDIS Review. File 7. Theme 2. What we heard in Tasmanian Disability Consultations. File 8. Theme 3. Disability Supports and the Market. File 9. Theme 4. Safeguarding. File 10. Theme 5. What else do you want to tell us about disability inclusion? File 11. Contact us. File 12. Appendix 1. Disability Rights Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024. Objects and Principles. File 13. Appendix 2. All questions. File 14. References and closing announcement. Acknowledgement of Aboriginal people and country. In recognition of the deep history and culture of this island, we acknowledge Tasmanian Aboriginal people, the original and continuing custodians of the land, sea and sky. We acknowledge and pay our respects to elders past and present. Acknowledgement of people with disability and community. The Tasmanian Government acknowledges the lived and living experience of people with disability and their family members, carers and supporters. We acknowledge the contribution of people with lived and living experience of disability in shaping this document and Tasmania's Disability Inclusion Framework. We acknowledge the work of people with disability and their allies in promoting the human rights of people with disability. Help and support. Reading this discussion paper, this paper, taking part in the consultation or providing feedback may bring up strong feelings for some people. If you have immediate concerns for your safety, the safety of another person, or there is an emergency, dial 000. The following support services can also give you help and support. Lifeline 13 11 14. National Crisis Support and Suicide Prevention Services, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 13YARN 139276. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Support Line, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Kids Helpline 1800 55 1800. National Crisis Support, tailored for children and young people aged 5 to 25, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 1-800 Elder Help, 1-800-353-374, National Support Line for the Abuse and Mistreatment of Older People. National Disability Abuse and Neglect Hotline, 1-800-880-052. Free, independent and confidential service for reporting abuse and neglect of people with disability. Translating and Interpreting Service, 131450. If you are a non-English speaker, you can use the Translation and Interpreting Service for assistance. National Relay Service, TTY/voicecalls, 133677, or Speak and Listen, 1300 555 727. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, or have a speech impairment, you can call the National Relay Service for assistance. 1-800-RESPECT provides confidential information, counselling and support services to people who are experiencing or have experienced sexual assault or domestic violence. The service is also available to family members and friends of those who have experienced violence. You can visit their website at www.1800respect.org.au or give them a call on 1-800-737-732. QLife, 1-800-184-527. Nationwide LGBTIQA+ peer support and referral for people in Australia wanting to talk about sexuality, gender, bodies, feelings or relationships. Available 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. 7 days a week. Accessibility. We have also made accessible versions of this paper. These are available in Easy Read, Auslan Video, Braille Ready Format, .brf, and a one-page summary. These documents can be found on our website at www.dpac.tas.gov.au/disability-inclusion-plan. If you are having any difficulty accessing this document or providing feedback, please email disability@dpac.tas.gov.au. Language. In this paper, when we use we mean the Tasmanian government. We use disability community to mean people with disability and the people and organisations that support them. There are some links to more information in this paper. We have included them at the end under references.